This is VOA News.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Turkey's longtime leader has taken the oath of office, ushering in his third presidential term that followed three stints as prime minister. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sworn in during a session in parliament before an inauguration ceremony at his sprawling palace complex. Supporters waited outside parliament despite the heavy rain, covering his car with red carnations as he arrived. Erdogan won a new five-year term that could stretch his 20-year rule into a quarter century. All eyes are on the announcement of his new cabinet. Its lineup will give an indication of whether Turkey will change to more conventional economic policies amid a cost-of-living crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin rebuked China on Saturday for refusing to hold military talks, leaving the superpowers deadlocked over Taiwan and territorial disputes in the South China Sea. Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue, Asia's top security summit, Austin said Beijing's reluctance to talk undermined efforts to maintain peace in a region where the two rivals are increasing their military firepower. Pope Francis will make an August 31st through September 4th trip to Mongolia, one of the most far-flung places he's ever visited, and which has only about 1,300 Catholics, but is strategically significant for the Roman Catholic Church because of its proximity to China. The Vatican announced the trip in a brief statement on Saturday, saying it was being made at the invitation of the country's president and Catholic leaders. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's military says a gun battle involving an Egyptian police officer along the border in southern Israel has left several Israeli soldiers dead. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
All is quiet now at an Israeli checkpoint near the Nitzana border crossing with Egypt. However, Israel's military said overnight fighting began when soldiers thwarted a drug smuggling attempt across the border. According to the military, several hours later, two soldiers in a guard post were shot and killed. Their bodies were found after the shooting, when they did not respond to radio communications. The Israeli army also said the Egyptian police officer was killed in a second exchange of fire. I'm Karen Chamas.
The mayor of Davenport in the U.S. state of Iowa says he has regrets that authorities didn't act in time before an unstable apartment building collapsed this week, leaving three people missing and presumed dead. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Officials in Davenport say the apartment building has been unstable and needed to settle before further action could be taken. Officials fear the building will collapse on its own, adding to the challenge a giant pile of brick and steel at the base, helping to hold up the structure, but also may contain the remains of people killed in the collapse. Mayor Mike Batson says he has regrets about the tragedy and the people potentially losing their lives, and he thinks about it every moment. Tenants had complained to the city in recent years about a host of problems they say were ignored. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine was high on the agenda in talks in Toronto between the prime ministers of Canada and Poland. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Warsaw has positioned itself as one of Kyiv's staunchest allies. Poland has NATO's longest border with Ukraine and has been the main route in for weapons and out for refugees. Canada has also been a strong backer, providing military support to Ukrainian troops who are receiving training in Poland. The Polish public overwhelmingly supports Ukrainians in their war with Russia. An Ipsos poll said 82% of Poles think NATO and the European Union should back Ukraine until it wins the war. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The United States, Japan, and South Korea say they aim to share North Korean missile warning data before the end of 2023, following a meeting of their defense chiefs in Singapore. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.